Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap, brought to you Financial Services Online. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, delivering the important stories for Sunday, September 15th, 2024. We begin today's wrap in the realm of autonomous vehicles and insurance. A recent report from Howden Re, titled Shaping the Future of Risk, suggests that the rise of autonomous cars is flexing to reshape the insurance industry landscape. The adoption of self-driving vehicles, in their view, will not only complicate claims, but could introduce a scenario where we see product liability insurance surpassing traditional motor insurance. As we envision our roads filled with human-driven and self-pacing autonomous vehicles in harmony, accident assessments and claims could become a complex puzzle. Stakeholders around the country are bracing themselves for this highly anticipated intrusion of autonomous vehicles into the Australian market and the ramifications it stands to bring in the claims texture. Turning our attention now to cybercrime, an area of growing concern for both consumers and businesses. DLA Piper's recent report highlights how advancements in artificial intelligence, or AI, are fueling cybercrimes. Australia has been impacted by substantial breaches, with millions affected. Unfortunately, many global actors are failing to adequately respond, challenged by fiscal and administrative hurdles. The Australian government, though aware of this pressing issue, continues to labor towards strengthening cyber regulations, looking to position Australia as the world's most cybersecure nation by 2030. Now, more than ever, Australians need to be vigilant when it comes to safeguarding their online data. In related news, Cybersecurity Leader Coalition has debuted Coalition Re, an advanced reinsurance service designed to offer in-depth insights into cyber risks. Backed by capacity providers, primarily Aspen, this new initiative can provide invaluable foresight into cyber threats, thereby revolutionizing cyber risk management. Dedicated policyholders have been promised access to a comprehensive suite of risk mitigating tools, putting Coalition at the forefront of service providers' decedents. Finally, we touch on the latest development in superannuation, as Australian Super grapples with a $1.1 billion dip from its Pluralsight investment. This turn of events intensifies the scrutiny on the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, reminiscing past concerns over superannuation funds invested in private tech companies. But despite this setback, Australian Super is staying the course with private equity, citing past successful returns. This situation has ignited debates on investment governance and portfolio diversification, eventually prodding EPRA into expanding its review on liquidity and stress testing. And that wraps up our news for today. Thanks for tuning in to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, brought to you on behalf of Financial Services Online. Stay informed about your money, superannuation, insurance, and financial needs. For more information, check out our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estratori, signing off. Until next time, Australia.